This is Day to Day. I'm Noah Adams. More now on today's election of a new pope. Day to Day's Mike Pesca just got back from St. Patrick's Cathedral in New York City. Mike, what was it like in there at the moment it became clear that there was a new pope and his identity was known?
Well, there was a lag from when the rest of the world heard it to when the parishioners who were attending 12 o'clock noon mass there at St. Patrick's heard it. So the timeline was, remember, there was some confusion about the smoke. Was it black or white? And perhaps the parishioners knew that going in. But by the time mass had started at St. Peter's, there at St. Patrick's, the bells had not rung at St. Peter's Basilica. About 45 minutes or maybe even an hour into the mass, the Monsignor mentioned, "We have a new pope. It is Pope Benedict the 16th. Let us give him a round of applause." And there was applause, but at that time he didn't mention who this man was known as before he took the name Benedict the 16th. After a prayer, he said, "Oh, by the way, it's Joseph Ratzinger. And there was, I looked around, there was some recognition, one notable reaction, and I talked to those people afterwards. But really, I think that the name didn't seem to register on the faces of most of the people there in church at the time.
And what were you hearing among those you did speak with?
Well, after the service got out, because so many people gather on the steps of St. Patrick's just to have lunch, and many of them are not Catholic, I wanted to talk to some of the people who are in church. So I did that. The most prevalent sentiment, a man named Charles Healy from Mineola, here's what he told me.
"He's very Orthodox, and that's what the church needs. They don't need any of their doctrines watered down."
And so I would say more people than not did not know exactly who Joseph Ratzinger is or was. They knew that there would be a new pope and they should put their faith in him. An exception to that was a guy by the name of Joe Yasinski, who was hooked up to his BlackBerry, had set up a service where he would get an instant message as soon as they elected a new pope. And here is his reaction to Pope Benedict the 16th.
"I think he was chosen to save the soul of Europe, to be quite honest. It's probably the part of the world where church attendance has dropped more than anything, and I think that's why he was chosen."
And so how does that affect you as an American?
I'm thrilled. I'm glad they picked a conservative pope. The church doesn't change with the times.
He was very informed, and as he said, he was thrilled. Now, there was, you know, not everyone I spoke to was in favor or express pleasure at this selection. And I mentioned that inside the church, there was one notable reaction. I looked to my right and there was a man and a woman and he sighed and she said, "Oh, I can't believe it." So I wanted to talk to them afterwards. They're from Rochester, a family of three, the Hawks, and they were mostly going to the St. Patrick's as a tourist exercise. But Robert Hawks, the father in the family, said that when he was in New York, that was his parish. And here was his reaction to the selection of the new pope.
This is the worst news I've heard in 51 years.
51 years? Yes. Why do you say that?
Far too conservative of a cardinal for the changing world that we're living in.
Hawks said, you know, one of the issues, he says he thinks priests need to marry. He's worried about the next generation. His son was right there. Mm-hmm. His Catholic faith will not be shaken, but he's worried about his nieces and nephews.
Mm-hmm. So it sounds a bit ambivalent, the reaction there today in New York.
Yeah, as you know, as can be expected from, you know, any major, it's both of religious, but it has its political ramifications as an announcement. One of the most interesting people I spoke to was Lisa Fernandez. Interesting because I'll let her explain. You'll see why her perspective I found interesting.
"Because I go to the seminaries, my brother's studying to be a priest, and I see that, you know, they have these elaborate places where they used to be completely filled, where they had to turn people away. And now I think the next graduating class is like nine guys that are graduating from Brooklyn, Queens. And it, to me, it's such a sad thing. I think that it would be nice to see more vocations and more young people coming to the priesthood."
That was the issue that Lisa Fernandez mentioned. And while she said she would like, for instance, the contraception policy of the church to change, the most important thing, she said, was to have faith in this new pope.
Day to Day's Mike Pesca, who's been at St. Patrick's Cathedral in New York City. Thank you, Mike.
Welcome.